true crime episode. People and stories are real. Names are left out to protect the identity of victims and all parties involved. If you are sensitive to gore or violence, this may not be the episode for you. It may not be the episode for your children. Thanks for tuning in. Now back to the podcast.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh!
What's going on, baby?
What's up, baby boy?
Ain't shit, bro. Long time, no motherfucking here, no seeing nothing, bro. We gotta link up. I'm gonna come fuck with y'all next time I'm in town.
Most definitely.
Yo, this is irresponsible behavior. It's the podcast, bro. Bro, I called you for real, cause bro, I wanna know what that shit was like inside, my guy.
I'm talking about like on a day-to-day basis, right?
Yeah, on a day-to-day basis. Of course, y'all don't know. That's my homeboy. He just did what? How long you was in there?
Just now, I was only like back and forth, probably like 7 or 8 years back and forth all together.
Yeah. So yo just came home for real. Yeah. Yo. How that shit was on your first day in that motherfucker? I know you was mad than a motherfucker.
Nah, I was mad. I was hot, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Like, first time, like, just recently when I got locked up, right? My fucking hand was broken some more shit, right?
Yo, you stay breaking your hand, yo.
Broke my motherfucking hand. I was just fighting like the week before. Broke my hand, broke my right hand. Then the next week, that shit happened like 7 days later, bro. Gets locked up. Gets in that bitch's man, my brother. You know that was going on during the whole COVID situation and shit, right? So yeah. everything is an extra long, it's like a way longer process when you get locked up now. So you got to go through first. The police took nigga down the district. I was down the district for like 4 or 5 hours before I even got to Central Booking. You heard me?
I remember that while they had your ass. When they had you on that bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, you on that bitch ass bitch.
Go to the motherfucking bitch. You heard me?
That's your dumb ass locked up to the bitch. Yeah. Don't be trying to give you nothing to drink or nothing. Bitch, I'm thirsty in this motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. You ain't getting nothing at that district. You ain't got nothing coming for a couple of hours. You heard me?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that shit was crazy because I was high as shit that day. Woke up. We got been the bullpen, 12 other niggas in there, filming, farting, throwing up.
Nothing.
You got niggas going through withdrawals, all types of shit. Yeah.
Man, that shit sound wild. That's just wow. And nobody know at this point. Nobody know what nobody in there for real. You feel me? Y'all just all
that's, them. You wait. You waiting at this point. You waiting on. You know. You probably know what you in for, but you waiting on your charge papers and all that. You waiting to see the commissioner and waiting to see if you gonna get a bail. If you're not getting a bail, whether you going upstairs, you gonna get a walkthrough or whatever. You feel me?
Did you get it? So did you have a bail?
Hell no, nigga. I ain't never had no bail. Hell no. I had a bail one time in life, bro. This was $5,000. I bailed out. I think I was 19. You heard? Other than that, hell no. Nigga be sitting. You heard?
Yo, say like, fuck that bullshit. Man. I ain't let your dangerous ass back out there.
All right, like, nigga, you's a threat to the community. We need you to be cool for a second.
Shit. What's the wildest shit you say to them, though? Like, all right, from the district, then they, of course, they take you to the prison.
For real. You don't go straight to prison. You go to jail. You don't go to straight to prison.
Oh, you be in jail and shit for real.
You know, you gotta go to court and fight your case and all that shit.
But jail worse than prison though, right? That's what they say.
Some jails. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Like city jail was wild. City jail was wild. Like that shit was turned up. I was over there during the Bulldog days, you feel me? Tavon Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was over there. Yo was over there. Like, shit, that shit was wicked.
I ain't even know Yo got locked up.
Ooh, Tavon Austin?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. He got, like, yeah, he had the one that had all the COs pregnant.
Oh, you talk about, Yo from the, Yo, what he was like, BGF or something?
Yeah, he was.
I thought you were talking about fucking the football player Tavon Austin. Oh, I was like, yo, I didn't know that nigga was in that motherfucker. Yeah.
I don't know the fuck Tavon doing in there. Yeah.
Oh, you never know. Tank might be in that bitch too. You fuck with him.
Yeah, Tank definitely might. Tank definitely the type of nigga you catch at the book.
Oh shit, yo! So how that shit was when Yo was in there? Cause that shit was crazy as a motherfucker. When he had like 3 COs pregnant,
4.
Yo say 4 of the motherfuckers, bro. That's wild.
4. No, that shit was like a playground for real. Like police ain't stopping nothing. So that's what you gotta realize first and foremost coming through the door. The police ain't stopping nothing. So. It's every man for they self.
Oh.
Feel me?
This was when they all of them COs got locked up too, right? Or they got charged.
Yeah.
Oh shit, I forgot about that. They just getting off some of them like just getting off of that shit like probably like last year. So what the fuck they get charged for? What they was doing? Was bringing in drugs and all that type of dumb shit?
What wasn't they doing? You heard me. Anything is possible. You heard me. They was doing everything. Fucking, sucking, phones, drugs, portable DVD players.
Not portable DVD players. For real?
Yeah, hell yeah. Clothes, shoes. So that shit was just like you can be over city jail and it'll be just like you was home for real. You got hella outfits.
Now you got the closet in that motherfucker.
And they got 6 pairs of shoes under the bed. They got an outfit for every day of the week, a fresh outfit. This one polo and shit was hot. So nigga got hella lows, all that type of shit.
And that bitch shining.
Mm-hmm. Film, you got an iPhone, so you can FaceTime.
Yeah, I be seeing that shit. Niggas be on TikTok, dancing and shit. Everybody right. Rapping and shit.
Yeah, so just imagine that. You feel me?
That shit was wild.
Everything, takeout, You feel you're not gonna get it when it's hot. You can warm it up on the pipe, on the hot pipe or something. You feel me? And when they bring it to you, but you getting takeout, all that.
I said cool. That don't sound too bad, yo. No. Cause when they was saying when Tavon was making this shit for real, like
that's just the perks. That's just the good thing. You feel me? That's the good thing. You feel me? There's a lot of shit going on in there.
So I mean, shit. What's the worst shit you seen in that motherfucker?
Over City Jail. I think I was on F section, right? It was a dude on a chair that was locked up for raping his two daughters. I think his daughter was 5 and 3 or something like that.
So, damn, yeah.
Yeah, like, yo was fucked up. He was a young nigga, too. He probably was like, I was young as shit, but he probably was like 32, 33 at the time. So, bang, niggas sent the paperwork down there. One of his daughter uncles or something sent the paperwork on the section, and niggas got. First they let the mind you, I told you the police ain't stopping nothing. So first they let the police see it. Police come on the tier, walk on the tier, fake do count. All you hear is like 4 doors pop open at first. Feel about 10 niggas out on the tier now. Go on the top 10. Yo in the cell, the dude in the cell by himself.
See, he should have knew something up, was up right there. What you talking about? What's your motherfucker? Right. What's your cellmate get out of there?
Man, that door pop, man. You supposed to be on point. Like, why are these doors popping at the count time? You heard? So bang. Them first couple niggas come out and they leave all their doors open. You know they leave their doors open because you don't hear them locked for real. Next thing you know, the police hits your door, you feel me? And walks all the way out the tier, locks the box and walks out the tier and close the middle door. So the tier is locked from all outside.
Right.
Man, they took a broomstick. First they tied this nigga hands to the grill. Like on the grill, you know, over steel side. That's why they call it steel side. It's all metal. You feel them? All metal poles. And then you got a feed up slot. I don't know if you know what that is. But yeah, it's like a little slot where you get to pull the shit.
Right.
Tied his hands to the feed up slot. Took the broom stick and the mop stick. Beat his hands for probably like 30 minutes. I know his shit was broke, you feel me?
Oh, wow.
Beat his head for like 30 minutes. Then niggas untied him, stabbed them all up, whooped them, and the worst, like you said, what's the worst part? This is the worst part. Nigga broke the broomstick in half and shoved it up his ass.
I was about to say that. Was he gonna put it in his ass?
Yeah, they put it up his ass. Like,
oh my god, so that's rape.
Yeah, that's definitely, you definitely get a prior charge if you get caught for that, but they and put that up in him and left him in him until the police came, found him a couple hours later.
You already know, like, he left and just his whole manhood was taken away. Like, not only did you get beat up, but you got something shoved in your ass.
I mean, you deserved it at the same time, like. That's one thing niggas not playing about in the joint. Niggas not playing about no kids or nothing like that. Because you got to realize you locked up with a whole bunch of grown men that got kids. They got daughters and sons and nieces and nephews and shit like that. And for you to be locked up for raping not only some little girls, but your own daughter.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
You should have known that was coming.
All right. So it ain't like, because I know they be, on TV and shit, they be putting them type of niggas in like protection and shit. But you talk about the city jail and shit for real. They just probably
And city jail wasn't none of that shit. Like the police wasn't stopping nothing. You literally, the shit was wide open. Like you literally can walk off your tier. I can walk off my tier and walk all the way across the other end of the jail and be on the tier with the juveniles. You know, juveniles in the dust, not even, but I can go down there and see my man that's locked up right now. He only 16. Or I can go on the other side and go to the visiting room with my man and go in there and see his girl with him.
Oh, damn, that shit wild.
Yeah, and the police not gonna do nothing. Now, of course, you got the Africans. Now, the African COs down there, it wasn't that many, but it was the few that it was. It was a couple of them that say something, but still, at the end of the day, you can't stop nothing. Like, all that protection, that shit did. Like, he wasn't, I'm surprised he made it out of there alive.
They thought they shipped them somewhere else.
Yeah, they ended up sending them to JCI so he can stay there for pretrial on retention.
But yeah, man, that paperwork follow you though for real. So, that shit wild.
Yeah, it's definitely did. But out there, you probably got a better chance than being out there, like. Like I said, in prison, prison and jail was two different things. So that's just being locked up in a jail. In prison, it's different. Like,
so you ever been to prison, or you always just did like city shit for real?
No, I don't know. I've been to prison too.
So how that shit is like? What's the difference? Is it like chiller or it's like more ruthless? Because yeah, I mean, niggas already know they sitting.
It all depends on how much time you got and where you at. Yeah. I'd have been in a couple different joints. Like when you round niggas with more time or niggas with hella time or niggas that's never coming home, shit real. Like, Niggas beefing. If niggas start beefing, niggas, they not trying to just scratch you or hurt you or nothing like that. Niggas trying to kill you. Like, they playing with kinks up there. Now, if you had a more minimum spot around, like, dudes that don't got that much time, it's more structured, but it shit still happen, but don't nothing really happen to the point where you don't need to be scared or nothing like that.
All right. So what you get locked up for this last time?
Home invasion, armed robbery, and handgun possession, and a whole bunch of other dumb shit. You feel me?
Throw all the gun charges on top of that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So are you done and you feel like this was your last time?
Yeah, I'm definitely done. I'm definitely done. I'm
changing your life.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm already done with that.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's ain't no going back. I don't have no more time in me for them people.
How many times you said you went in?
Was just locked up, pretty. I've been locked up pretty like 10, 11 different times.
Do you feel like you like low-key institutionalized? Like, do you feel like you have, like, it's hard for you to adjust, you know, to like, you know, the real world? You know how they be having videos? Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Keep it, I'm gonna say like 50-50 with that, because there's certain habits that I learned in there or that I grew up with in there that I still do out here, or certain things, or I react certain ways out here that I would react in there.
What like, you do?
Like, ain't gonna lie, I can't even take a shower nowhere if I don't have no shower shoes or nothing. You Now you can ask my girl right here, she'll tell you, like, even if we go to a hotel, she's like, babe, I got the shower shoes. Like, yeah, because I ain't getting in that bitch if I ain't got my motherfucking flip flop.
Goofy, so ain't no, yo, we going over. If we go on vacation, you not bring no motherfucking shower shoes.
Yeah, man, right? I'm gonna have my beach slippers and I'm gonna have my shower slippers. You heard me?
He was not fucking bringing no motherfucking shower slippers.
Bring my shower shoes. You heard me?
I'm behind the bitches, bro. You gonna be like, yo, where my shower shoes at, yo? I just yeah. The same way on the road and shit.
Yeah, they gonna be beefing about that. Yo, who fucked up my motherfucking shop?
Yo, so how the fuck you get caught this last time? Because I know you ain't get caught right away. You out there fighting this shit in between time, in the meantime.
Nah, shit. I got ran down on. You
got ran? Shit. What does that mean? What you mean ran down on?
The police ran down on.
Oh, okay. The
police ran down on niggas. Like, that shit, it happened so fast. It was a situation with my girl. Nigga did some other shit and played with my girl. Like, on some, I ain't gonna say exactly what he did, but it was some ultimately disrespectful shit. And you supposed to be my cousin for real. You feel me?
Right.
So he do that. And as soon as she tell me, as soon as I find out, you feel me? I just go from zero to 400,000. You feel me? Took the golf club. I took it. This how we end up getting run down. I had a golf club.
Where the fuck you get a golf club from, yo?
Man, you know I keep a golf club. You go around the way, niggas, and tell you I used to stay with a nigga with golf club.
Yo, what the fuck you just got? Go to Bass Pro and shit out that
nigga
bitch.
Called me Tiger Woods around the way. I swear to God. Man.
Yo, what kind of golf club? It was 4 iron and shit.
No,
yo,
nine.
You had the driver. You had the 9-9, yo.
A 9-9 and the wedge. You know the wedge? That's the big one. That's the one you knock niggas the fuck out with.
Nigga walk around fucking with a golf club and shit. Yo, he funny as shit.
They were golf clubs out there, motherfucker. But no, I had a golf club. Bro, my man was with my brother was with me. Golf club, they had a joint. Nigga bust up. This why it was early in the morning, yo. Sunday morning, yo. Motherfucker probably was just going to church. Or something like that. That's what I really think. And I was making too much noise. I bust all the windows out.
Oh,
I knocked on the door. I knocked on the door and tell the nigga, just come out and holler at me like a man. So I don't got to do no dumb shit. But he on some bitch ass shit. All right, fuck that. I'm coming up in that motherfucker. You're...
Oh, shit.
Bust all the windows out. Bust all the windows out. He ended up opening the door. Once he opened the door, I had my butters on. I straight stick my butter in between the door because he tried to hurry up and close it. You heard? So, bing. I put the butter in between the door. I tell my brother, hurry up. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got this, bitch. We in this motherfucker. Push the door open. So, he put the door open. Joe tries to run under the steps. Straight rocks him. Bing. We're out the joint. Bing. His brother and his father come downstairs. Whole time, somebody done called the police. We don't even know. We in there beefing with them. Got them at gunpoint. No. Trump, my brother, ran upstairs. Took the gun, ran upstairs. Didn't throw it or nothing. The police comes through the front door, like 4 deep. They straight run after him. I'm standing there, but I can't get out because it's still the police officer blocking the door, and that's how we got caught. I had nowhere to run.
God damn.
Like, we was stuck in the house. They ran in the house.
That's some... Yo, and you never think they motherfucking come quick and shit. That's
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. They don't come quick for nothing. No, they come quick for that.
Fuckers must be the CI or something, nigga. Fuck you talking about.
Man, that shit was crazy, bro. That shit happened so fast, yo. Shit was so fast. Then they fucked my brother up upstairs. They whooped him upstairs. They whooped him. Only reason they probably ain't beat me because I had a big dumbass cast on my hand. I told you my hand was broke.
Damn, so you're that bitch whipping niggas with one hand, a golf
club.
Yeah,
with one hand, you're not ready to play with my girl like that. And you playing with me, you're not ready to play with my bitch like that. That shit did. You trying to say I'm a whore or something.
So your hand was broken when you came in, or you broke it while you was there?
No, my hand was broke. My hand was broke for like a week before that.
How you break it?
Beating a nigga up for playing with my girl.
Oh my god. Damn.
Calling out her name and shit and making her mad.
That's your you got kids with her or no, nah, this is like your girlfriend.
No, I don't got no kids with her, but we've been together on and off like 8-9 years.
That shorty that used to come up there?
Dark skin?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see why her little cute ass and shit. Wow. Walk around the hood with a golf club and shit.
That was crazy.
Anybody play with my baby mama? I'm coming with the golf club in the 40. You feel me? I'm yeah, man. Yo. Get the driver out on you bitches.
Real shit.
Man, that's a wild ass story, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, man. That shit be wicked, man.
I'm glad you're home, though, bro. I'm glad you're home. You working now?
Yeah, I'm working on and off. I'm trying to find something. More stable, you feel me? Like, a lot of jobs don't be fucking with a nigga because nigga got a dumbass record. Like, that shit. That shit hard, dummy.
Yeah, I already told you ass, y'all. We gotta get your license right so we can get you up in this motherfucking CDL shit, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was telling y'all shit when I was doing that, when I wanted to do that shit. I told y'all that shit probably like, what, 2 years before I even started doing that shit. I'm like, I'm going to start fucking with these trucks.
Right.
I'm going to start fucking with these trucks. We got to sit down with the motherfucking NBA judge, y'all, because I ain't going to lie to you, boy. Man, you could kill somebody, but it motherfucking still be a trucker, still make six figures. And they don't give a fuck. They do not give a fuck.
I need that. You heard?
Hell yeah.
Six figures sound real, real, real rich for me right now.
It's all about how much you save, yo. It ain't even about how much you make. It's about how much you save.
It's always about how much you save.
Oh yeah. I keep telling niggas, bro, you the motherfucking best cook I know, yo. I ain't gonna lie to you, yo. This nigga used to have nigga eating good. I had the gut back then for real. I was like that bitch a little fat.
He was fat, nigga was eating good every day. Yo, put me a box of mac and cheese and potato salad.
Yeah.
That's all I want, yo. Give me a box of potato salad.
Yeah, I bet y'all niggas, man. We definitely got linked up, bro.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah. Definitely do. I told y'all, I was just with Ray. Oh, yeah, I just seen Rowan and Kiera too not too long ago.
Hell yeah, her ass had a baby on niggas and shit. I thought she moved. I thought she moved down fucking ATL or something.
No, she came back. She did. She had moved down Texas or something like that. But she came back. You know her mother's side of the family live in Texas and shit.
Oh, what?
So she went down there for a while, but she back now. I just seen her the other day.
Oh, that's what's up, yo. I gotta highlight my girl, yo. Shit, I'm down Texas right now and shit. I'm down to motherfucking Houston.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my little spot. I'm about to get a little spot out here for real. I got a spot in Austin and shit. I did Austin for like a year. And then I'm gonna come down Houston for a year.
All my cousins live down there, yo. Don't be fucking with none of my cousins. All them females. Know how you been, yo.
Yo, I gotta take a picture of somebody like, yo, yeah. Your cousin, yo.
Yeah, yo, man. Yeah, check it with me first.
Yo.
Go put on point. Yeah, he's snowball gang. I love him to death, man.
Yo. Yo, thanks for fucking talking, bro. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Bro, man, tell your brother I miss him. I say his dumb ass all on Murder, Inc. and shit. For real, yo. We gotta talk about that shit, like, another time. But that shit wild, too, for real, like.
Yeah, that's a whole different situation right there, you know? Yeah. I definitely relay the message, you feel me? Tell him to keep his head up. Ready to go to court next month.
Oh yeah, he be praying for him. He'll pray for the best. You feel me?
Yeah, he be home.
That's what it is, bro. I love you, bro.
Love you,
yo, I appreciate you for coming on. Yo, we definitely gonna get you come on. Yo, I know you got some more crazy ass stories and shit. For real. So I know you do. I already, yo, we been talking for years. Yo,
yeah.
I used to motherfucker ask. I used to ask his ass about this shit all the time. Yo, what the fuck happened in there, yo? It has a fat CEO. I ain't gonna lie, yo.
Oh, yeah, they definitely
have
some bad. They definitely some bad-ass CEOs,
yeah. Yo, I ain't gonna lie, yo. If I get locked up nowadays and shit, I would just say I identify as a woman, yo. I'm trying to go to the girls' prison, yo.
Oh, yeah, they might just do it.
Yeah. I'm taking my head out. I'll be fucking all them bitches. What are you talking about?
They might do it. This fucked up. World fucked up right now. Yeah,
yeah, they gonna fuck up, boy. That whole team be pregnant out that bitch. Fuck with me.
Be all over the news.
Oh, hey.
Motherfucking Octo Dad, you be like
and
shit.
Oh, motherfucker, yo, I'm in this motherfucking Facebook group with female inmates and shit. Yo, that shit be wild. $40 go a long way on that motherfucking page.
And then you definitely can start grocery shopping.
$40 go a long way, y'all. I ain't gonna lie. I see why motherfuckers be looking for prison bays and shit. Yeah.
$40 will get you right.
Oh, shit, bro. All right, yo, yeah. Bro, thanks for coming on again, y'all. I'm gonna tap back in with you, bro. And I'm gonna definitely hit you when I'm in town, yo. We gonna link up, go get some drinks or something.
All right, bet. See you
later. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, too.
All right, peace. You know what I mean?